the first 11 verses, we have this story that is recorded in two of the other Gospels as well. But here's what it says here in John 12. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus therefore came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they gave a dinner for him there. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at the table. Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, he who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. And having charge of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. The poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me." Now this story, Jesus said, would be told about her for all generations, and indeed it is. It's a quite graphic picture of the response of one particular woman to a man who was controversial to many and even misunderstood by the apostles. But she apparently had a grasp on the significance of what was happening and of what Jesus was about to do. And so she takes this perfume, this ointment that commentators say was worth about a year's salary, a lot of money, just say $50,000, and she broke the bottle that it was in and poured it on Jesus. And in so doing, a sweet fragrance filled the rooms. And Jesus, who was concerned about the poor and who didn't believe in wasting money superfluously, approved of what she did because he knew who he was. He knew he was worth that. He was worth that expenditure. He was worth this woman, in a matter of minutes, pouring out a whole year's worth of salary on him. He didn't feel guilty about that. He didn't feel like it was a waste. He felt like it was an appropriate offering on her part. That tells us something about Jesus and his self-awareness, that he knew he was God. But it also tells us something about Mary. She knew indeed that Jesus was worth the pouring out of her life. And we come to this bread and this cup here today, and we are confronted with that very same truth. What is pictured before us is God himself. The bread and the cup, Jesus said, represented himself. And he gives himself to us. And the response that we are commanded and, on the other hand, privileged to give, which Mary did joyfully, is everything. To respond wholeheartedly to this one who is the supreme Savior, who is worth all of our effort, all of our energy, all of our money, all of our passion, everything about us, he is worth it. And so we don't give anything, in a sense, at this moment. But in our hearts, we ought to be giving ourselves to him in a similar way. We are saying, as an act of worship, Lord, I have seen who you are by your grace. You've opened my eyes. I have embraced by your grace this great truth that this is indeed my salvation, what Christ has done for me. And you have purchased my life. I have nothing. You are everything. In taking this bread and this cup, we are standing with Mary and we are saying, Jesus, you have all of me. You are the one that's worth my life. Now, we can't possibly do that unless God has done a prior work in us, unless he's changed our hearts and enabled us to believe the gospel, to repent of our sins, to embrace Christ as our Savior and Lord. And so this is for those who can say that, who know that God has indeed changed your heart so that you can love and serve God. And you can give him your life. And you've confessed that openly in baptism. You've said in a public way, as Mary did, Jesus is the most important one to me. And so you've been baptized as a testament to that. And you've joined in with the body of Christ. You're saying, I belong to his people. I'm one of them. I meet with those who know him. And so we ask that, as we understand the scripture to teach, unless you've been baptized and are part of a church, a member of a church, that you wait until you're so associated before you take the bread and the cup. Salvation doesn't depend upon baptism or upon taking the Lord's Supper, but this is a way in which we honor the Lord and give visual expression to our being united with him. So let's take this, brothers and sisters, as fellow travelers on this road, with Mary, and give him our all, even as we receive from him what he has given to us in giving us himself. Let's stand and let's sing together, the pearl of greatest price, who is Jesus.